This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The Defense Department's order to stop troops from changing assignment locations might be helping stop the spread of coronavirus, but it has other consequences for service members. Some are paying rent in two places. Others are without homes. Now the Defense Department is considering extending the stop move order into the summer. New Mexico Representative Deborah Holland heard service members' pleas. She wrote a letter to DOD last week asking for some action. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni spoke with Holland.
As soon as the stop order went into place, March 11th, we started hearing some stories. One, a mother called us. She said her son was stationed in Italy and he got stuck there. And as I mentioned in the letter, often folks have put rental deposits on one house and they're expecting one from the other. They end up having two rental payments or a mortgage and a rental payment at the same time. We started hearing more stories about this. Spouses who were terminated from their jobs or they quit their jobs in anticipation of moving. Their clothes were sent with the movers and so they were stuck. They can't afford the bills, right? They can't afford bills for two sets of for two houses. And so it has been very challenging. And we understand, after speaking with some of my colleagues, that it's happening in many states, in every branch of the military, and we needed to do something about it.
In your letter to Secretary Esper, you lay out a few options that might be helpful for these military families. And for our listeners who haven't seen the letter, would you mind just laying out a few of those options?
We would like for the military leadership to take this on and put out some uniform guidance. Put out uniform guidance that everybody can follow so that everyone's on the same page. But there needs to be more coordination with all of our military bases across the country. We need to expedite programs that already exist, remove barriers and caps so that our families have the help they need so they can make it month to month until we get through and past it. As I mentioned in my letter, Army families, for example, they're limited to a maximum of $1,500 to offset their expenses while they wait. This sometimes it's more, right? So we want some uniform guidance. We want to make sure our military families aren't having to go through this.
How are you feeling about the Defense Department's response to this? There has been some criticism about maybe a little bit of a decentralized way that they're looking at this. There's a lot of commands that are in charge of their own responses to this pandemic, and they might want some more centralized guidance from this.
Well, I used to work for a boss. My very first job was at a local bakery here in Albuquerque, and my boss used to say, "You can only pass the buck up. You can never pass it down." There is military leadership. We want them to weigh in. We want them to give this uniform guidance. You know, our military, we're guided by principles. We're guided by orders. We're guided by the fact that we get our orders from the top down. And so we need for them to step in and make the guidance so that everybody can follow it.
So I guess what I'm hearing from you is that there may be a need for some more top-down guidance from DOD on this.
Precisely, yes. Once we hear that it's happening, you know, we're happy to echo. But I have a very good relationship with my commander here on Kirtland Air Force Base. And, you know, I can reach out to him pretty much any time to make sure that see how things are going and all of that. So I'm actually ready to do that as well. These were unintended consequences. Nobody wants this to happen to our military families, right? You know, our entire country is indebted to our duty service members. We want to make sure that they are taken care of and that they aren't having to be put in these positions, right? And so they're unintended consequences. Now that we have raised attention to these unintended consequences, let's fix them.
It doesn't look like this last stimulus bill is going to be the final stimulus bill. I know that Speaker Pelosi is already working on something more to kind of stimulate the economy. Would you consider putting money in that to help service members at this point?
435 members of Congress. We all have priorities for our district. We are all moving those issues forward. as we work on the next legislative package. So that is absolutely, you know, an option, and we'll look at it. We'll see what we can hear from the Department of Defense first, and you know, see if more is needed.
And finally, the moving companies have been affected by the stopping of the PCSing. They get about 20% of their business from DOD, and the summer is especially a big time for them. They've asked for some money in the stimulus. They didn't get it in the last one. Is that something that you would consider in this newer stimulus bill if it happens to come out?
We'll absolutely look at that. We're looking at everything. We don't want anyone to suffer. And I realize, look, we've had movers in and out of our houses all of my childhood. And they're working people like everyone else, right? They come in, they pack up your stuff, the truckers drive it across the country. Those are working people. And we absolutely want to make sure that that we're doing everything we possibly can for our working families, and we'll absolutely look at that.
New Mexico Democrat Deborah Holland speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni. And for a few subsequent developments, Scott joins me now. Scott, where are we with this? I know that General Goldfein, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, had some words about it also.
He did. So this military stop order is supposed to end on May 11th. But, you know, as many people have seen on these projection charts, it doesn't seem like COVID-19 is going to be going away anytime soon. Right now, there are more than 120,000 troops that are affected by this order. And what General Goldfein said earlier this week on a digital town hall on Facebook Live is that he thinks this might stretch as far as into August. So right now, Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, and the Undersecretary of Personnel for Readiness, Matt Donovan, are looking into whether this stop order should continue into a longer area, which General Goldfein thinks it does, and then also where this stop order jurisdiction should go. So, you know, should the Defense Department be in charge of this, or should each of the services decide what their specific dates are going to be? So that's what we're kind of keeping an eye on. Outside of that. But, you know, one of the things that General Goldfein really brought up that was interesting is that schools start in late August, early September.
Sure.
So if this thing doesn't start going away, they're going to have to start thinking about how they're going to get families or kids enrolled in the schools that they need to be going to so they don't have to move in the middle of the school year.
Wow. So basically everything is kind of on ice, but the ice is melting into the future and nobody knows where it's going to run.
Exactly. It's bringing a lot of anxiety. And I've talked to a few military spouses who say, you know, either they have lost their jobs and they're at home with their kids and their husband or wife are away overseas and they really miss them. And it's hard being away from that person. Or that spouse is a nurse or an EMT and they're essential. They have kids at home. They don't have anyone that can watch them because daycare is really stretched thin right now. And, you know, they really wish their spouse was home. Military families are really feeling it especially hard because of this PCS hold.
Federal News Network, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out his stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. And stay up to date on your agency's latest response to coronavirus. Visit our special resources page at federalnewsnetwork.com.